Judges 19:5-6. And on the fourth day they arose early in the morning, and he prepared to go. But the girl's father said to his son-in-law,
"Strengthen your heart with a morsel of bread, and after that you may go."
So the two of them sat and ate and drank together. Notice how this went where it says to strengthen yourself with a morsel of bread. Then the two of them sat and ate and drank together. The bread became intimately integrated with the one, and the one became intimately integrated with the bread.
Jesus is the bread of life, and taking communion also speaks to us of becoming intimately integrated with the bread, Christ Himself.
Then they sat together with each other as a single unit in unity, eating together and drinking together. Together as a type of with where we aleftov back and forth. There is unity and intimacy in God's idea of together, with the first two letters painting a picture of a palms up hand reaching through a door of life. Palms up is openness and an invitation for the other to participate, and the second letter is a doorway to life. It is the picture of a handshake to aleftov one another, first and last each other, to beginning and end each other. It is a two-way street of not just an action, but interaction. On the road to Emmaus in Luke 24, they were walking and talking, talking and discussing. It is a picture of with in the sense of together. Then it says, while they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Together and with in the same sentence. Ah, this is significant. The word with, even in Greek, implies a joining in unity, an intimate handshake. Jesus aleftoved them as they were aleftoving each other, like branches from the same tree sharing in all the resources back and forth. I believe we as people generally don't see ourselves and the Lord like that. Somehow we've got this divided in our heads that we aren't worthy of walking that closely with God, or that it's not possible because we're just an old sinner, barely saved by grace. Well, what about the rest of who the Lord says you are? What will we do with that? Because God's view of the redeemed is important to deal with and own. Don't just get your dues for sin, get your gifts from God for His redemptive work in your heart too. Don't just break even, actually prosper. Enoch walked with God. With meaning on the same road, going in the same direction, on the same side of the road, His face in our face, His voice in our voice, as one in unity. I think a lot of people see themselves with God in the sense of on the same road, going in the same direction, but on opposite sides of the road, and that's not the heart of the Lord. How do I walk in close unity like Enoch? With God, together with God. Obviously, I am powerless to do it myself. But the blood of Jesus has bridged the gap. He is the bridge across the finite, us, and infinity, God. He bridged the unbridgeable, making it so we could be with God in the sense the Lord intended from the beginning. By the blood of Jesus, you can walk with God on the same road, going in the same direction, at the same speed, on the same side of the road, together. That is with and together in their simplistic forms. The Lord says, "Come up here," in Revelation, like saying, position yourself for a better view of God and think about it.